Welcome to Lugano Pickers United Church online service on Sunday, 2nd of May 2021. I'm Irung Kim, the minister of LPUC. Today is the fifth Sunday of Easter. We celebrated Easter, the resurrection of Christ, 4 weeks ago. How do we hold on to the Easter experience and live as those who have been resurrected with Christ? This is where today's Gospel, the Gospel of John chapter 15, comes in. In the verse 5, Jesus says, "If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit." Remain, or some other Bible version uses the word abide, which means stay close to or hang tight with. That is how we do it. We remain Christ. We abide in Christ. And it is the only way to do it. We must stay connected to Christ and connected to the vine. How do we abide in Christ? How do we remain Christ? How do we stay connected? What other opportunities do we provide to keep people connected? Today, we are going to talk about that in the service. Let us begin our worship service by prayer. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have not left us alone, but you have sought us out and welcomed us home. We praise you that in every part of life and in every corner of our lives, your holiness calls us to confess the height of your glory and depth of our immorality. Your mercy challenges us to trust you and empowers us to begin again. We thank you that you have so designed our lives that we can know you and experience your presence, that you have created the world in such a way that everywhere we look, we can see your fingerprints. We thank you most of all for Jesus Christ, through whom you have made yourself known and knowable, that he lived our lives, shared our pain, and overcame our death, that through your Spirit, we can begin to know something of your life, your love, and your joy within us. We thank you that we can enter each day and every situation, and that we can face all that life brings us in the knowledge of your loving, your caring, your sovereign will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we continue to worship God, let us listen or sing the first song, "Open the Eyes of My Heart."
My heart. see you. Holy, holy, holy.
Hello, my name's Greg Mackay. Today's Bible reading is taken from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 12, and John chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us his Spirit, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. And from John chapter 15, I am the vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. This is the word of the Lord.
I wonder how often you clean out your bedroom. You maybe throw out the clothes that you have outgrown, and perhaps you give them to a charity. Maybe you do the same thing with your toys or books or any other stuff at your home. Imagine if you never throw anything out. What do you think might happen? You'd eventually run out of space and you wouldn't be able to find your bed or wardrobe or anything because your room was so jam-packed with everything you have gathered over the years. You might even end up lost in your own bedroom. Can you imagine that? The more things we gather, the less room we have for something new. And every so often we need a clear out to make space for something else. In today's gospel reading, Jesus told a story about a gardener whose vines were growing bigger and longer. Vines are what grow grapes. Although the problem with this vine was that the juicy grapes were so hard to find, and there was tiny sore uneatable grapes on the vine. And if the gardener was going to get some good grapes, he had to cut back the vine to make room for good grapes to grow. And in time, they turned out to be the best grapes ever. Sometimes we need to declutter and get rid of all the things that stop us from growing. We need to get rid of some of the things that stop us learning new things. And that includes learning new things about God. I wonder what things you might stop doing in order to something new that would help you and other people. I wonder what things you could get rid of in order to do something good. In today's scripture, Jesus gives us a parable of the vine and the branches. And he also gives an explanation later in verse from 9. In speaking of the vine and the branches, Jesus is giving a clear reference to a favorite biblical theme that Israel is the vine. If you look at the Isaiah, in the Isaiah, the prophet pictured Israel as the vineyard of God. In Jeremiah, we read God referring to his chosen people as a choice vine. However, in the Gospel reading today, John 15:1, Jesus changes the imagery that he is the vine and God the Father is the gardener, vine grower, while the fruit-bearing branches are the disciples. God is described as the gardener who cultivates the vineyard. He waters, tends the soil, that the vine is properly nourished. But this means that he also prunes the vines and removes the dead wood. What Jesus is saying in verse 4, remain in me as I also remain you, is clear. The disciples should receive their strength from Jesus because he is the true vine. If they break away from him, they will be like unproductive branches and die and bear no fruit. They then will have to be pruned out. Therefore, disciples remain in Jesus, abide in Jesus, so that they might bear good fruit. And like a good vine grower, the Father prunes the branches in order that they might be even more fruitful. The image of remaining or abiding is a metaphor of rest and security. The image of pruning admits that sometimes God takes action on us. To be a disciple is to experience both remaining and the pruning. I have an illustration that might explain an image of remaining. One late afternoon several years ago now, my second son told me in a loud voice that he found a chick called minor bird in our backyard hiding itself on the corner of the house. And it seemed that it was too young to be able to fly, but wondering what to do. When we go out of a house and close to the chick, and we could hear and see that several adult birds were chirping on a tree to try to protect their chick from any harm, any attack. I guess we might be seen as like a beast of prey for them. My boys wanted to take care of the bird, baby bird, until next morning, but we decided to leave it and observe what happened. What we find in a couple of hours was that the little bird was led and hidden at a branch of a shrub in the garden, and some birds were watching it from a certain distance. We thought that it could be safe enough for the birds to stay at night there, so we left it. And next morning we could see parents' minor birds were very busy flying back and forth to feed their chick. It lived on a big gum tree in the backyard, protected and fed by its parents' bird. In today's passage from John, Jesus tells us that we are to remain in Him. When you think about it, that's mostly what we do in the church. Church is where we learn to remain in Christ. Here in church, we study Scripture. We also come to church in order to develop those habits and practices whereby we can keep connected with the living Christ and abide in Him. This confirms what people often say about the church. Sometimes people say, I come to church in order to touch base with what really is important in life to connect with what endures. This is a very stable, secure picture of the Christian life. The Christian life is not so much about our busyness, our activity for good. The Christian life is trusting, being confident, abiding in Christ. When Jesus says that He is the vine and we are the branches, and that we are to abide in Him, if that were all He said, then remaining in Jesus would be the end of the story of Christian discipleship. We are to cling to Jesus as a vine clings to His support. We are simply to abide or to be with Jesus. But please note that in today's text, Jesus moves on from the command to remain in Him as He remains in us to a more challenging, even sort of violent image, pruning. The vine grower knows that there must be a ruthless yearly pruning of the vines if they are to produce in the future. Let us look at the passage, verses 1 and 2. Here Jesus says that the Father will prune the branches. From this statement, we might assume that remaining, abiding, is not the end of the story. It is the beginning of the story. The end of the story is fruitfulness, new growth, productivity. Note that the stress in this passage from John's Gospel is not only that Jesus is the vine and we are the branches, but that we are the branches who should bear good fruit. The stress in this passage is clearly put on result. The result that the Lord of the harvest expects from His branches. With Jesus, we are not merely to settle down with Him and receive the benefit of His friendship. We are with Jesus in order that we should bear fruit, in order that the world might see the result of Jesus' power in us. Too often we in the church have stressed loving Christ, but have not put an equal stress on obeying Christ in bearing fruit for Christ. This pruning may be a rather troubling image of God for many of us when we think about it. There is clearly a warning here. Jesus says that every branch that doesn't bear good fruit is going to be ruthlessly pruned. The Lord of the harvest is determined to have a fruit, and there can be good productivity in fruit if there is not also some pruning. a minister told about his congregation member, who told him that she had her most miserable year as a Christian. The year that she was asked to help with a ministry in her church that prepared meals for the homeless people near their church. She dutifully showed up every week, worked diligently in the church kitchen, and hated every minute of it. She was annoyed at the lack of gratitude among some of the homeless whom she served. At long last, she complained to her minister, and who surprised her by telling her, "If you don't enjoy your particular ministry, then stop. Learn to trust your feelings. Maybe God is telling you that you are not cut out for this sort of work." She said to the minister, "I wished that I was the sort of Christian who could be in this sort of ministry and enjoyed it, but I wasn't." Sometimes we must let go of some activity in order better to focus ourselves, in order better to utilize the specific gifts that God has given us in order to be more fruitful. But note in our passage from John's Gospel that this pruning of which Jesus speaks is not the result of our understanding and our efficient management. The pruning is something that God does. God is here described as the loving, wise, vine grower who comes with a knife and periodically and prunes away old, established growth on the vine so that new growth might come forth. How does it feel to be pruned by God, who is determined to see a productive church? Sometimes God's determination to be served by fruitful followers can be painful for the followers. I read a story about two churches. Each of these churches had about 40 members, mostly older people. One of them decided that it really wanted to grow, get back in touch with its community and neighborhood. And so the older women in the church started running an after-school program for the children in the community. The after-school program attracted many children. The children were not only cared for after school, they were also invited to the church. The children came to church with their parents. As a result of that ministry, the church is to have about 75 active members, or rather amazing growth in a year. The other church, on the other hand, though it had the same number of members, didn't really want to reach out to their neighborhood. Their neighborhood had changed. People of a different color than the predominant one in the congregation. People of a different culture moved into the neighborhood. If by chance one of them visited at that church, they got the distinct impression that they were not welcomed. Later year, the second church was closed due to lack of viability. What do you think of this story? Is this an example of pruning? The Lord of the harvest, the Lord of a vineyard, sometimes comes to us with a knife in hand. That which is dead and unproductive must be pruned away, cut back, so that new life and new growth can come forth. Thankfully, we, LPC, Lugano Pico's Uniting Church, are like the first church, that it really wants to grow and get back in touch with our community, our neighborhood. That's why we do many music. That's why we do mass church, especially. There is a new way of doing church for families with young children, of missing generation in our church community. My dream is that gradually the family of mass church may take ownership of mass church and become the main body of their ministry to be responsible and develop it further. What Jesus simply says in today's gospel is that He is the true vine and we are the branches, and that we are to remain in Him. Then He says that the master of the vineyard will prune the vine so that new life can come. Maybe Jesus lifts up the image of pruning of the vine in order to speak some deep truth to each of us. It is a challenging image of God's love for us. My prayer is that all of us may continue to remain in Christ and bear fruit for Christ. Amen. Let us continue to worship God by singing a song, Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was once lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I
Hello, my name is Laurie. Let's talk to God. Dear God, we come to you today with all our joys and our sorrows, our hopes and our fears, together with all our good deeds and all the things that we have done wrong. We bring them to you and figuratively lay them at the foot of the cross that your Son Jesus Christ was crucified upon. We praise you for the wonderful world that you have made. Please help us to care for it in the best possible ways. We thank you, God, that you love us so much that your Son Jesus Christ decided to make the ultimate sacrifice so that all people would have the opportunity of reconnecting with you. We pray for our Muslim neighbours who are celebrating Ramadan at this time. We pray for other neighbours who believe in other gods. We pray for our neighbours who believe that you don't exist, and for those neighbours who believe that you are irrelevant in this modern age. We pray that each of our neighbours might have the same experience as Paul, who once persecuted the followers of Jesus, but after a life-changing encounter with the risen Christ, the scales fell from his eyes and he recognised Jesus as the true Son of God. We pray for those who are suffering at this time, particularly people in India. May they experience your compassion and comfort in their time of need. We pray for all those in authority over us. Please help them to fulfil their roles with honesty and integrity. We pray for our families and loved ones, particularly those who have wandered away from you. Please rekindle the faith that you have planted in them. We pray for ourselves. We recommit our lives to you. Please help us to share the joy, the forgiveness, the hope, and the peace that you have granted with each person that you bring us in contact with. Amen.
These are a few announcements today. Our April Met Church was held last Sunday. You know, here are a few photos taken at the Met Church. As you see, it seems like kids and families being busy making things and building a marble roller coaster. There are lots of marble roller coasters that church as well as. And I've got good feedback from families that, you know, they really enjoy the Met Church last Sunday. If you have the kids or grandkids in your family, or if you know your friend who has a kid or grandkid, why don't you, you know, invite them to come to our Met Church and try to have a fun, you know, fun of all those always family activity followed by a meal. For your information, next Met Church is on Sunday, 23rd of May at 4 p.m. More information, contact via email or phone. Our main music has begun again in this second term from this Monday. And main music is a fun music section for families with young children to enjoy together and for children to grow developmentally. And more information and contact, please contact by email and phone. To attend Sunday service here at Lugano Pickers United Church, everyone needs to register with the Barrel Bull via phone or email. This is a blessing. Go now and keep remaining in Jesus Christ. And like branches of a vine, draw your life from him. And may God, the vine grower, tend you and make you fruitful. May Christ Jesus abide in you and give you life. And may the Holy Spirit cast out all fear and fill you with God's love. We go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen. This is an end of today's online service. Thank you for your participation. Hope you have a very blessed day and week. See you next week. I got no worries.